Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and we're going to be talking about both the news of the day, as well as we're going to really break down why it is so many men fail to launch in today's day and age. You know, before I really get into the nitty-gritty details, I got something I want to say. Am I the only person who, when I go to the gym, I'm at the gym, right? I'm trying to do some pull downs. I'm trying to do my back and my biceps. And am I the only one who walks in the gym? And every single time without fail, I don't know if it's just me. I don't know if it's just the area I'm living in currently. But for some reason, every time I walk in the gym, every time I sit down, I set my water down, I have my headphones in, and I'm listening to my music or I'm listening to the talk radio or whatever I'm listening to. And then for some reason, every time, not only are the girls dressed like OnlyFans chicks without fail, 90% at least, they manage to set up a freaking tripod every time right in front of me. I'll be working out, there'll be the giant wall mirror, and then they set up their goddamn camera right there while I'm trying to work, and I was there first, by the way. They have the nerve to set the camera up and then just look at you. Like, you're in their way when it's like, bitch, I was here first. This isn't your gym. This isn't Kim Kardashian's house. Who the hell do you think you are coming in here and trying to tell me, oh, you have, how dare you? Don't be a creep, even though I sat with my goddamn booty shorts in your face. I don't fall for it, by the way. Oh, no. I ain't gonna catch your boy out here staring. Absolutely not. I have to play I can't look in front of me like a normal person. And so I got to play Where's Waldo with stains on the wall or with on the weights or whatever. I got to play Where's Waldo with random crap instead of being able to look right in front of me like a normal person. But now that I've got that out of my system, I'm starting to realize why so many men fail to launch in today's society. You know, it's really easy to just say, oh, the boomers had it easy. They could work a menial job out of high school and live on the wage. That's really easy to say. It's really, really easy to just castigate the conversation and pigeonhole it. But I don't want to do that because that's too easy. Instead, I want to more talk about how, in my opinion, a lot of people are very selfish. And by people, I mean parents. A lot of times there are guys like myself. And I'm not talking about my parents. My parents are great. They're actually one of the few who actually do what I'm describing. And it was highlighted. I thought it was normal, but it's very highlighted to me that people don't do this. They don't set their kids up for success. Instead, they want to sit there and be like, why are you not a success? They want to be like the stereotypical doctor or lawyer or whatever that's like, talk to me when you doctor. You know, saying they want to pull that garbage out on you when you have no way to get ahead. Especially in today's day and age when immigrant H1B visas are being issued out the wazoo. Thank you. What's the guy's name again? I'm blanking on his name. Vivek Ramaswamy. Thanks, bro. You backstabbing piece of garbage. I don't understand how you can support this. But shout out to Trump for getting rid of all the illegal aliens, or at least he's working on it. I think it's great. And people wanted to sit there and say, oh, but Austin, if they don't have people to work the fields, how are we going to have an economy? You know, I seem to recall an exact equivalent argument about 150 years ago by guys in the South who owned plantations. You might have heard of them before. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's this woman's name? Crockett? Crockett, Rep. Jasmine Crockett, I think is her name. This witch. I don't know how she got where she is unless she's a Democrat hack. In my estimation, she was put in office by the Democrat machine to try to get back the black man vote who voted for Trump. Oh, yeah. I guarantee you she was put there to get back the black man vote who voted for Trump, because black women voted for Kamala overwhelmingly, but black men voted for Trump. I don't know if you know that. I guarantee you this woman's put there as a wannabe mammy to try to get the black men to vote Democrat again. I can guarantee it. But this woman has the nerve to get up and talk about all kinds of random garbage, especially relating to Trump, as if any of us want to listen to what she has to say. And then she has the nerve to say that we need the immigrants here because they're going to do jobs Americans won't do, as in picking like strawberries in the fields in California and et cetera. And it's so baffling to me, my friends, because this is the type of rhetoric that is why so many in my generation, including myself at times, have a really hard time getting ahead in this country. The problem is because we don't have a lot of very good entry-level jobs. And a lot of people, they don't want to work in high school. When there's a good episode of South Park that talked about this like 15 years ago. It goes to show you how far Trey and whatever his name is are ahead of the curve. But so many people have been talking about illegal immigration since the 90s. So I'm not trying to jack them of their ideas. But the problem is so many of us, we don't have the ability to get these entry-level jobs. And I'm not blaming the immigrants for taking them, by the way. You don't mistake me for 2 seconds. They come over here overwhelmingly, and they try to... Again, there are a lot who get on welfare. Do not sit here and tell me otherwise. But a lot of them do work really hard, and I see them working really hard. But the problem is they will accept lower wages. And so a lot of times us meaning the American taxpaying payers and our kids, we are the ones who get shortchanged in the long run. And too many of us, we wonder why we can't get good paying jobs. We wonder why so many jobs are getting exported to China, Mexico, and the Caribbean, India, etc. We wonder why it's happening. And the answer is because of A, unfettered greed, and 2, because the wages have just decreased over time. And this is part of the failure to launch problem. And that's why I think it's very important for a lot of parents to understand that their world when they were youth is not the same world of today when you're 18 to 25, 18 to 30. It's super hard out here to make a living, by the way. Unless you're trying to just scrape by, it's very hard to make a living. It's very hard to get ahead of the pack without taking tremendous levels of risk. And so, my friends, of course, there's some jackass with a bike next to me. I don't understand people like this. Why do you have to be a gigantic asshole and just mod the hell out of your bike and be as loud as possible? I swear, a lot of these bikes are designed to be as loud as humanly possible. They want everybody within a quarter mile radius to hear them, thinking they're all cool, when everybody just thinks you're being an annoying asshole, as far as I'm concerned. But my friends, part of the show relating to people's politics and popular culture is understanding the world around us. And it's very easy to get on a podcast like mine and just talk about politics day and night, just talk about men's issues day and night. But the problem is, I don't want to do that. Instead, I really want this to be more about what talk radio is supposed to be about, that I hear big names like Hannity, guys like Mark Levin, and these other Dan Bongino, guys like this who all they do is talk about Trump did this, the Democrats didn't do that, and whatnot, which is all well and good, but it's not the holistic show that we're supposed to have. Life has more than just what Donald Trump ate for breakfast today, or what some know-nothing moron said about Trump to the New York Times. There's more to life than that. And the problem is so many of us, we lose sight of that. We lose sight of the fact that we need more life skills, and we need more understanding that life is complex and that there's no simple solution for the modern man. The problem is so many of us, we think we're not normal with how dreary life can be, how upsetting our life is, how we're not happy where we're at in our life or what we've achieved so far. Whether you're a younger guy or you're an older guy, you always think you can do more. You should have done more. Or maybe that's just me. I could be projecting and you are totally in disagreement with me, but I could sense it. You're not. Oh no, you agree with me way more than you expected to. You say to yourself, you know, I like that guy Austin, but sometimes I don't agree with his politics, or maybe I don't agree with what he says about certain things, but overall, there's something about him that I just can't really get under. Maybe this is the first time you've ever listened to the show. Maybe this is the first time you listened. Maybe you found me off of some incendiary things I said on X, and maybe you're listening to the show for the first time. Or maybe you've been here since the beginning. I know who you are. I know the ones that have been here since the beginning. The problem is, so many of us, we let the little things distract us instead of really focusing on what we want to do with our lives. And make no mistake, money's not a small thing, but so many of us, we have this attitude of lack instead of this idea that we can do whatever we want. It just won't be easy and we have to pay the price. So many of us, we don't want to pay the price because paying the price means going without something that we want. It means doing something we don't necessarily want to do. I'll tell you guys a story. I'm right now going through a really tough phase in my life. I'm not going to bore you like I'm not going to treat you like you're my psychiatrist. But so many of the times in the recent week, I've really questioned whether I want to do the job I'm doing. Maybe I should be doing something else. Maybe I should just throw myself into podcasting full time, or maybe I shouldn't be doing this at all. Maybe all of you are just not interested in what the show has to offer. Or maybe I'm just one guy with a microphone and a string talking to myself. You know, that's one thing that's very different about whether it's talk radio, podcasting, solo, or like stand-up comedy. You can kind of read the audience a little bit, but so many times I find myself, and I know I'm not alone with this, broadcasters won't tell you this because they want to make it seem like, oh, they know everything they're doing all the time, but it's total farce. A lot of times we wonder if people actually are listening to us, if they care about what we have to say, or if we're just talking to ourselves in a room or in a truck or in a car. And my friends, life is not easy. I don't care what stage of life you're in. I don't care what you've accomplished. I don't care about any of that. There's no simple solution to most problems in life. Or maybe the solution is simple and you just don't want to do it because you don't like the situation that you're in. That's a whole nother conversation entirely. Is knowing what you need to do, but not wanting to do it. That's a whole nother discussion. My friends, the failure to launch epidemic in this country and across the entire Western world is largely because the politicians, in my estimation, are buying votes. And the only guy that I know right now who, and he's not perfect, but the only guy that I know right now that's really trying to fix that problem is Donald Trump. I'm not one of those guys that kisses Trump's behind. I don't know him. He doesn't know me. But what I do know is he's not gaining any friends in Hollywood. He's not gaining any friends on Wall Street. He's not gaining any friends in the billionaire business club by doing what he's doing, unless you're Elon Musk. Everybody else is trying to take him down. And when somebody is getting attacked like that for voicing their opinions and doing what they know needs to be done, it's like, you ever seen those in a scene in a movie where they're like, the bone's out of place, and then you snap it back in, whether it's a medical show or a war movie or whatever, and they have to like snap the bone back into place and it hurts really bad for a little bit, but then it feels fine. That's what's happening in America right now. They're trying to fix decades of bad choices, decades of bad deals, and decades of debt, garbage, anti-Americanism, and they're trying to put it into a new day and age in this country. And I'm not excusing behavior. I'm not excusing the means to get... The ends don't always justify the means, okay? But the problem is we don't always have that conversation. My friends, I want you to understand that the failure to launch and the political climate and the people with loud audiences and the popular culture, they're all wrapped into one giant burrito. We need to focus on ourselves. We need to focus on what we can achieve and what we want to do. I'm in that boat right now where I'm not sure what I want to do. I'm working still. I'm still grinding. But I find myself questioning my destiny, questioning the direction of my life. And if you are also experiencing these questions, these doubts as part of your journey, don't feel like you're alone because you are not. In fact, you're in very good company, but people don't want to advertise it. People won't be vulnerable like this. I watch people, or at least I used to do it more often than I do now. I don't always have the time anymore. But what I used to do is watch guys on YouTube talking about, you need to do this, you need to do that, don't be weak, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? There's a time and a place for that. But there's also a time and place to be vulnerable as a man and say, you know what? As much as I would love to sit here and tell you that I got all these hoes, I got all this money, I got all this opportunity, it's not always true. In fact, I'd argue it's largely never that way, but people try to build their brands off of deception because as Sun Tzu wrote in The Art of War, all warfare is based on deception. And love is war. Business is war. Life in and of itself is a war, in case you didn't know it. We're all competing for resources. We're all competing for clout. We're all competing for everything that we eat, everywhere that we go, everything that we possess. We have to constantly fight to gain more and to maintain what we have. And if you don't agree, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you, but that might sound cruel. It might sound terrible, but it is a fact of life, my friend. And if you don't like it, well, then you're going to have to get out of the way. Well, those of us who want to achieve, those of us who want to be more and are sacrificing, you're going to have to get out of the way because we're coming for it. My friends, the failure to launch is incredibly dynamic, but I think overwhelmingly we overlook the fact that a lot of people don't want to suffer. They want to have everything for nothing. They don't want to make hard choices. I've talked did a whole show about hard choices with my girlfriend. And as much as I love to sit here and say that she's perfect, she is not. Trust me, I wrote a whole book before I met her about being single. So trust me when I tell you, I'm not a simp. I am not someone who just gives everything for nothing. I hold a very tight leash. You have to really think for yourself in every facet of your life because people will try to sway you any which way that they possibly can. And a lot of times you're not going to know what to do or where to turn. And the only way you really need to turn is inward. And once you have a good understanding, then you can turn outward. Otherwise, you're wasting your time, as far as I'm concerned. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'll be out of here. I got to get back to work. I'm out. Peace.